Thank you, Brother Jamie. So this evening's program, and you each have enough copies around to be able to follow it. When we get to the program, I'm going to introduce it to you for a moment. When we get there, so when it's your turn, and I think everybody knows when they're supposed to do a reading. So Jonathan, you're doing the first reading. Fred's opening with prayer. Peter Lawrence is the Deuteronomy reading. Mac, you're doing 1 Kings. Eric, you're doing 2 Kings 6. Stephen is doing Daniel 9. Joe, you're doing Matthew 6. And Brother John will conclude. So we just run right through the program. I'm going to get down and we'll do it without interruption. When the reader has finished, Sister Cindy will play the first line of the music and then up you get and sing the way we always do. So what I want to do first of all is just go through the hymns so that at least we know what's coming. And now and again, we don't do very well. There's one hymn which I think is new to almost all of you this evening, but it's a very simple little tune. And there's another one towards the end, the anthem, Our Father, with setting to the Lord's Prayer, which we don't very often do a very good job of, so we're going to spend a minute on that one before we get going as well. Number 173 we start with. This one we use fairly often to open our morning meetings. It should be fairly consistent in pace. Note that you've got a crescendo towards the end of the first line, so as we get outside the idea of prayer, then help us. This is the thing that we're asking for. And so it does get louder at that point. But be careful that you don't start going faster when you get louder. That's very simple, very easy to do, particularly when you start in there, hum, us to worship thee in spirit. And it's very simple to start going faster. Now, hymn 146 is one that we don't use too often, but it's a tune which I think we have used on a number of occasions. Hushed was the evening hymn. Ta 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 ta. Do we know it? Yes. We know it? Do we? We don't need to spend any time with that one.
Malcolm, I just wondered it'd be best for the singing if everybody remains seated, but soon it's hard, you know, keep getting up and down for some often.
I don't mind. Okay. I don't mind. But if you feel more comfortable and you can do a better job standing, by all means do. But so don't feel left out. If you're having trouble hopping up and down and you want to stay down, please do that, yes. So 146 we're going to be fine with. Now let's take it about that speed. Let's not make it drag. Quite often in our meetings, they do drag. Ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And the other thing, if you look at the punctuation, hushed was the evening hymn, the temple courts were dark. The lamp was burning dim before the sacred ark. It really works in doublets, just about through the whole hymn. So if you sing those first two lines of music, and there's a long note at the end of the second line, you can sort of grab a breath in the middle of that and then keep on going. So are we all right with that one? Hymn 137. This is one that we use quite frequently in our meeting. Father, I ask that all my life may be o'erruled by thee. The changes then that surely come I shall not fear to see. You see, it again, it's working in doublets. I ask thee for a steadfast mind intent on pleasing thee. They go two lines. So don't break them up. Don't suck in a deep breath at the end of each line of music. Let's sing the whole two lines and preserve the meaning and the intensity of the words. You notice that this idea of doublets is particularly strong also in the third and fourth verses. The second verse is not quite so, but handle it that way and it'll move. And let's not go too slowly. You notice the marking for that one, the speed marking at the top is 92, which should be taken fairly quickly. 142 is a hymn which I know it from my boyhood years, from my little choir boy years. I don't know how many of you have sung it, but it's you notice the name of the tune, Mendip, the Mendip Hills in Britain. It's really part of that powerful British, particularly the Welsh choral sound that that comes from that part of the world. Ta da ta 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 da 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 ta da rum pum 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 pum. It's easy, dead simple, but you've never heard it before, have you? But let's try taking it around that speed, and then it'll move. I'll show you why the speed is important. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. If you don't take it at that speed, you'll run out of breath before you get to the end of the idea. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable minds of never-failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Now, verse 3, I'm not going to ask you to sing the whole verse without breathing. But just look at the way the language in that third verse is constructed. It actually moves right down through three lines of words. So please don't wait forever at the end of the line. Grab a breath somewhere so that you can keep the idea moving. Ye fearful saints, take fresh courage, take the clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and will break in blessings on your head. Take your breath in the middle there after mercy, but do it quickly if you get to that. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. So one of the tricks to singing hymns is to know what the next word is. That's actually just as important as knowing what the next note is. Now, I don't think we've ever used this one, so will you just go through it? Just play right through the verse. And so while Cindy's playing through the verse, just watch the words. And let's do about three verses, just one after the other, of music. And if when you've got the feeling of the tune, you feel like singing along quietly, then help yourself. It'll gradually come to you. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in and treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Oh, 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 oh. Okay, now you know the bass anyway. Do you want to try it again? Do you want to try singing it? Try singing a verse? Is it all right? So one or two people are nodding. So why don't you play your introduction, Cindy? And those who want to try a verse can just try it through. We'll just do the one verse, and then if there's still some head shaking, we'll try again. Otherwise, we'll just move on. So play the introduction the way we normally would if we were going to sing it.
How's it, Mr. Way, his wonders to perform? He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm.
We doing all right? Will we be able to do it now? Yeah. We'll be able to do it. It's great. 142, what comes next? 135. 135, this is a hymn that years ago, Brother Charlie Mason, coming up from England, introduced this part of the world to. He ran a number of sort of hymn singing nights, and this was one of the hymns that he picked up. And we've gathered and learned the things that Charlie taught us then, and we still remember them. And one of the things, of course, that Charlie taught us was that when you get to the very end, oh, still small voice of calm, just let it become a still small voice. Don't blast it out, in other words. But don't disappear. Keep singing. It's hard to sing softly, very hard to sing softly. But do your best. Oh, still small voice of calm. Oh, still small voice of calm. Now, this one also works quite well in doublets. Sing two lines, take your breath, sing two more lines. Dear Lord and Maker of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Now, the other thing that's happened with the Green Book is that a few words have changed. Maker is a different word, so if you're still in tune with the black-covered book, notice that the word has changed. Dear Lord and Maker of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. In purer lives thy service find, in deeper reverence praise. Now, one place where we always have trouble, and I particularly, because it's in unison, and running up to the E there in the 1, 2, 3, halfway through the third line of music, it always catches me. What you need is breath. So when we're getting in purer light, in deeper reverence praise, when you're getting to that, you need to get a lot of breath. You see where I am? Those high notes. Ta-da-dum, bum, 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 bum. Okay? If you don't have the breath, you won't be able to get up to that E. So notice the words. The fourth verse again should be a little bit quiet, but the first verse, second verse, really, and particularly the end of the second verse, rise up and follow thee. It needs to be sung at least at a mezzo forte because, I mean, this is something that you're being called to do. Don't shy away from it. O Sabbath rest, but when in the silence of eternity interpreted by love, that now should quieten down, be a little more restrained. Drop thy still dews of quietness. The hymn is becoming reflective and quiet, but don't get slower because that frequently happens when we get quieter. Don't get slower. Listen to the piano, stick with the pianist, and you'll be fine. Okay? 135, that's that one. 161 is one that we use occasionally. Where are we going? 135 back? Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh no, you're quite right, Beth. Thanks. Breathe through the heats of our desire, thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire. But if you want to speak through the earthquake, you can. But then, oh still small voice of calm, should be a quieter so. Are we all right now, Beth? Okay? Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the comment. So 161 is one that we should walk through, I think. It's an anthem. We have done it as a meeting, but we don't always handle these that well. So the words are familiar to you. There's a couple of places where we have a tendency to speed up. Halfway through the second page, where it says double 40, you're quite often starting to speed up as well as get louder. But, so be careful of the meter. Just listen to the piano, stick with the piano, and we'll be fine. But what we'll do, because we don't always manage this one that well, we'll just listen, if you could like to play through it, Cindy. So just watch the words, just listen to the music, and sort of get on top of the idea before we start. Thank you. going to be all right with that? Anybody shaking their head? Anybody want to just spend a minute with part of it? Okay? 150. The thing we always do wrong with 150, if you look at the top left-hand corner, there's a little black note, and it says 100 after it. We sing this thing, my guess is somewhere around 60, I don't know. But we sort of really plod this one along. And talking to Cindy ahead of time, she feels that the way we get into that is right in the first line. La, 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 la. You've got to go through that little run. Da, 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 dum, bum. If you don't keep that moving, you're going to end up going ta da 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 dum bum, and it doesn't work. Yeah. So please. Bum 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 bum. Can we do it about that speed? Dum 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 da 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 dum dum da da dum. It's easy if you do it at that speed. Dum da da dum. And that basis. Can you get that D? Bum, 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 bum. And when you come down onto the C sharp, let it ring. Yeah? Okay? And again, in doublets, please. Lord, impart to us thy wisdom, zeal and strength and courage too. And now if you've got to have a breath, take it. Let thy grace and help be near us in all things, whate'er we do. May thy blessing keep our every action true. Keep our every action true. Okay, so sing it in doublets. Be thou, Lord, our strong salvation. Okay? So, those are the hymns. Now, just a word about the theme for this evening. And then I'll get down and we'll just run the program. I have marked, there's bookmarks in the Bible up here. If you want to bring your own Bible, that's fine. Otherwise, you should be able to find the place quite quickly just by flicking to the appropriate bookmark. And the theme for this evening is the theme of prayer. And the thing that I want to draw to your attention first off is the some of the sections from the first reading, which is taken from Samuel, first book of Samuel. The first section that Jonathan is going to read deals with Hannah. Now, Hannah was in the temple, and she was praying, and her state of mind was such that she appeared to be drunk. The priest who was there really was quite concerned that he had a problem case on his hands, but she assured him no. She was not here to generate a problem. She was just deeply troubled. Now, if you think for a minute, now, those of you who remember the story clearly will realize that what was happening was that Hannah was being bullied. She was being bullied by the other women in her life because Hannah was childless. And that was a very unfashionable, let's say, thing to be in her age. So she was being bullied. Now, keep in mind that a couple of years ago, a young woman in the mainland hung herself because she was bullied. Now, that's probably the sort of pressure that had been put on Hannah by those surrounding her. Now, Hannah's response to that was not to hang herself, was not to disappear or to spit back, as some people do when you're pressured in a corner that way. But Hannah's response was to turn to God. For Hannah realized that what was going on in her life was something over which she had no control. It was not a behavioral thing that you could alter the way you did things. You could speak differently. You could treat people differently. You could go somewhere different. There are many things in our lives that we control and we determine what we are going to do. But Hannah had no control over the situation that she was faced with. And yet she recognized that her life was indeed in the hands of her Heavenly Father, and that if it was God's will, that this matter could be resolved, not by her doing, but by God's doing. And that was what was going through her mind at the time when the priest in the temple, and that's hymn number 146 that we're going to sing a little later, when the priest in the temple thought that she was drunk. She was so deeply affected by her response to what was going on in her life. Now, the next thing, of course, was that Hannah went home, and because of this, the others, the husband, the man in her life, realized that he hadn't been doing the right thing, that he had deserted her in a time of need. Her world changed somewhat from the people around her, but also her world changed because God gave her a son. And then the next reading that we're doing, the two readings, one after the other, Jonathan is going to do them, is from the second chapter of this first book of Samuel. And that is the prayer of thanksgiving which Hannah presented after she had received the thing which she wanted most in life, which was for a young son. Now, if we were in a situation like that, what we would probably do is say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. But you can't find those words in that prayer. Now, it's there, the fact that Hannah was grateful for what had happened in her life, but her response is not the way we respond so frequently to consider what is going on in our lives, what has happened in our lives, and what has been the benefits of it construed in our lives, and what we would like to come. Hannah's response in that prayer, which we read from 2 Samuel, is to recognize that all that she is and all that she hopes to be is in the hands of her Heavenly Father. That she is one more of God's servants, that she is just one more little part of God's moving purpose with the earth, and in her prayer she admits that that's the basis of her life, that that's where her strength has come from, and that that's where the strength of all those around her who believe, as she does, in the future of their lives, in the service of God, realize where they're going. It's an admission, that prayer is an admission that she is part of the moving purpose of God, and her gratitude is there for God's purpose with his people and for her part in it and for the future that that holds for her, for her child, and for those of her nation. So, in a nutshell, that's the theme that I want you to keep in mind as we work through this program this evening. We just, as we said, I think everyone knows where their part is. So I'm just going to introduce the first hymn, and then I'm going to sit down and listen to the program along with you. So hymn number 173 to start with. Hymn number 173. We bow in prayer before thy throne, O God. Help us to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Hymn 173.
Thank you. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 to 19. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, and remember me, and forget not your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, How long will you be drunk? Put away your wine from you. But Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace. The God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. And she said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to her house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Chapter 2, verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at mine enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumble are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven, and she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts a beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set up the world upon them. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy and exalted name. We are indeed thrilled to be able to be here tonight, to have drawn aside and away from the rush and the stress and the pressures of daily life, to be able to come to this place of worship and to lift our voices in prayer and in praise unto thee, in the short time that we shall share together in worship before thy throne of grace. Loving Father, we give thanks and we do rejoice that we have heard the results of readings for this week, and we recognize that thou art indeed, in many, many cases, a God of patience and understanding and long-suffering, and we are thankful for those attributes of thy character. And may we always be helped to remember that we would apply them in our dealings with others. And so it is, loving Father, that we give thee thanks that we have the medium of prayer, through which we can approach unto thy throne of grace and come before thee in all of the various aspects and modes of prayer, and to be heard and to be understood and to be answered in whatever way thou seest fitting and right. We are extremely thankful that we have thee as our Father in heaven to be able to approach and to pray unto, and we ask that we may always do with a deep sense of reverence and appreciation for this wonderful gift that is ours. And as we sing about these things tonight, may we be ever reminded of how great thy love is toward us. We thank thee, loving Father, that not only have we been given voices that can speak, but we have been given voices that can sing, another aspect of thy beautiful creation of mankind. And we thank thee for that gift, for the wonderful hymns that have been recorded and set to music so that we might sing glory and praise unto thy great and holy name. And we would ask that as we practice our hymns tonight, not only will we be practicing as best we can the accuracy of the notes, but that we might be looking very, very closely and strongly at the words that are written in the hymns. For they speak to us of the wonderful principles and precepts that have been set on record for us. And so we thank thee, loving Father, for thy grace and thy love and thy mercy toward us, for this very special evening of praise and prayer that we can share together. May it be a source of strengthening and uplifting and encouraging us as we continue in our walk Zionwards. And loving Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the time when that immortal choir will sing within the precincts of Ezekiel's temple. And we pray that through thy grace and mercy, we shall be privileged to be a part of that eternal and everlasting throng. Hear us now as we give thee our thanks and praise in and through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And the Lord was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him. So I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. Then I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire and crushed it and ground it very small until it was as fine as dust. and I threw its dust into the brook that descended from the mountain. Also at Taberah and Massah and Kibroth Hattaavah you provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you did not believe him or obey his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Thus I prostrated myself before the Lord. 40 days and 40 nights I kept prostrating myself, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. Therefore I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, do not destroy your people and your heritage whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not look on the stubbornness of this people, or on their wickedness, or on their sin, lest the land from which you brought us should say, because the Lord was not able to bring them to the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people, and your inheritance, whom you brought out by your mighty power and by your outstretched arm.
First of Kings, was it? First of Kings of 8?
First Kings 8.
Yeah. First of Kings chapter 8, commencing at verse 22. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands towards heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on the earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who hast kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that thou hast promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou speakest unto thy servant David my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? Yet hast thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee and confess thy name and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, and if they pray towards this place and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon their land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hand towards this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger, that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. For they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house, which I have builded, is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto the Lord towards the city which thou hast chosen, and towards the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their course. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, We have sinned, and undone perversely, we have committed wickedness. And so return unto this with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carry them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be upon unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them and all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God.
Second Kings chapter 6, commencing from verse 8. Thou, the king of Syria, warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place where the man of God told him and warned him of and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called the servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of the servants said, None, my lord, O king. But Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host encompassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servants said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha.
Daniel 9, starting at verse 4. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you. But to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those near and those far off, in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law, and has departed, so as not to obey your voice. Therefore the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us, because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us, and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins, and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations in the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name.
Thank you. Matthew 6, 1-15. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter in into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in heaven, and which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the Gentiles do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father shall also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. We would bow before thee in prayer at this time, having been reminded, O Father, that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. and thou hearest, and thou dost visit thy creation in supplication to all those prayers, as we have seen in Hannah and in Moses, as we have seen in Elisha and Solomon and in Daniel, and especially, O Father, in thy Son, for he approached unto thee in prayer day and night in a way which we do not comprehend, for he would spend all night in prayer unto thee. And, O Father, thou didst hear him, and thou didst bring him to the fulfillment of thy purpose, that we might have hope, knowing indeed that thou art our Savior, and that thou hast brought forth thy Son as our salvation. And it is in his name we do seek to approach thee this night, and pray thy blessing upon us to take us unto our several homes, and keep us, and bring us together again, that we may gather about thy word to sing praises of thee, and to speak always of all those things that thou hast shown unto men. In Jesus' name, amen.